real estate is through the roof at the moment. We know that. Luke Henderson from The Professionals at Mermaid Beach joining us right now.
You're the man of the moment, aren't you, right now? Luke, what is happening? Is this bubble going to burst? Do people need to get into the market before it bursts?
Oh, look, I think you're always safer in the market than out of the market. Mm. So for those owner-occupiers chasing for a place to live, I think you want to you want to put your foot on something. You want to buy something. Mm. You don't want to be at the mercy of others. You don't want to rent something. All of a sudden, they want to sell it or move in, and you're forced out. Look, get your foot on something, buy something, and look, oh, there's a lot of demand. There's so much demand. We're really busy. I don't think that this will be an overnight thing that'll end very quickly. I think this market has a bit of time to run, and, yeah, just you want to get in the market.
Today's high is tomorrow's low.
Ooh.
Gee, you're negative.
Yes, you're going to pick this up.
Hey, look, I want to ask though, for those people who do own houses and think, oh, gee, we're getting top dollar for them, they want to sell. What's the best idea? Would you, sell and then, then you're buying in a hot property as it is, high market.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think the biggest risk, I hear a lot of times agent marketing that, oh, look, it's sold in one day or 2 days or sold off market. I think as a seller, that's a big risk because you've got one chance at making the best money you can. Mm. You want to give your property time. Now, whether that be at auction, at least give it a couple of weeks on market. Give it time. Let the whole market see it. I think if I was a seller in the market, I wouldn't choose an agent that was just saying with all their spruik that, oh, I'll be sold in 1 or 2 days. I don't want a lazy agent. I want an agent that wants to get me top dollar and it will work me and give it a couple of weeks. So I said, these off-market transactions, money put in front of you might seem a lot of money, but the last 35 auctions we've had, every auction has beat the price of being offered prior to, and some of those prices and offers have been very good prior to auction, but they've all been bedded at auction. So,
that's interesting.
I see. Mm. So, Luke, in terms of that maintenance of that value that we all think is crazy, in spite of saying today's high, tomorrow low, was the Gold Coast, in your opinion, undervalued before this boom? Because I feel like it kind of was.
Yeah, look, the areas that I deal in around that Mermaid Beach, Miami, Mermaid Waters, I always thought they were in comparison to other parts of the Gold Coast. Like I saw areas like Buds Beach and TSS Precinct that were outstripping us. I couldn't work that out at the time. Mm. And obviously just of the last sort of 6 or 9 months, the areas that I work have been really strong, probably the strongest areas on the Gold Coast. So whether undervalued, I don't know. I just think that COVID's obviously brought people where they can move away from Melbourne and Sydney and yet still work on the same jobs they had but do it remotely. So I think it's opened up a market that we never thought that we would get. So, look, hard question to answer, but certainly, people are seeing the benefits to the area now and paying good money accordingly.
We are hearing that, though, that, it's all the Sydneyites and Melbourneites who are cashed up. But is it? Because I am hearing on the other side, it's locals buying locally.
Yeah, locals are very strong. So there's a lot of parents helping kids get into the market, and it's a flow on from that. So they buy a unit, that person buys a duplex, that person buys a house. So it keeps flowing upwards. And I agree that local market is very strong, and they're certainly there. I think there's a lot of tradesmen on the Gold Coast as well, trade ladies who want to go and renovate homes, so that makes it very strong for the local market, and then in turn they can then sell that renovated product to the people from down south and make a good dollar. So again, there's something for everyone in this market.
Okay, where is that something for everyone? Where's the best suburb to buy right now?
Hottest.
Look, I'm always going to say Mermaid Beach.
Of course, you
just the reason it's the only area on the whole Gold Coast on the beach with height limits in place. It is a truly unique spot. It is a one-off, and I think that's where I would suggest to people they want to buy. And I think long term, you just will not go wrong.
And it helps if you're selling and making a commission on Mermaid Beach as well, Luke. Is that right?
Funny that.
Good on you, Luke. Hey, thanks so much for those insights. Appreciate it, mate.